Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Got lots to talk about today, that's for sure. I know a lot of the Sons of Liberty's radio listeners know that we always got lots to talk about, so we better start checking this out right here and now. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, with the sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence. They call themselves the pro-choicers, of course. We are the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. And welcome to the show. Now, folks, if you'd like to check us out online, downloads, videos, letters of commendation and the such, please go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Facebook account, it's Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E. There's two different websites, one fan page and one personal page. So if you'd like to check those out, please do. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, it is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are inaccessible. I'm actually broadcasting live right now at a Genesis Communications Network in Eagan, Minnesota. That's quite a trip from Planet Annandale, where we originally broadcast from and usually do broadcast from. But again, phone lines are inaccessible now. Folks, I got lots to cover. I did a conversation, well, actually an interview, and I had a conversation with a Clear Channel outlet on the East Coast, and it was actually in Pennsylvania. And what I'm going to do is when I come back after the first break here, I'm going to talk about Saul Alinsky, Rules for Radicals, once again. Because once I began to share with him the content, he was actually taken back. He was aghast during our conversation. Matter of fact, he was going down line upon line, precept upon precept, concerning the contents in my letter. And I want to share that letter with you again. And I got some more information. Now, I'll give you more of a discourse as to the topics shared within the content of that letter, because it's really that important. Because, again, I've said this 100 times, and I'll say it 100 times more until the American people begin to wake up and figure this much out, that the modern-day conservative is really no different than yesterday's liberals in any sense of the word. So when he, this concerning this Clear Channel interview that I did on the East Coast there with the Pennsylvania, I forgot his name as a matter of fact, Bobby something, I'm sorry, and just the content that we were going back and forth with, he was literally blown away. And again, what I'll do is when we come back after the first break, I'll give you that information, and we'll expound a little bit more, and we'll make it a greater discourse, run down the little bunny trails and make what we can out of it. Aside of that, folks, one of the things that I get caught up during interviews as well, I'm doing tons of interviews right now all across the country, and I am so tired of people talking about the left and the right. And now, folks, for those that consistently listen to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis, 6 days a week, Monday through Friday, as well as Saturdays, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time on Saturdays, it's interesting that people are continuously bringing up the topic of the left, the left, the left, like it's the left's fault for being what they are. I mean, really, when we're talking about the leftists or the communists or the whack jobs, whatever you want to call them, folks, we're really talking about those that are violating the laws of our constitutional republic. And one of the things that I have to do is continuously share with people, continuous, folks, again, talking about the modern-day conservatives, the left did this week, and the left did that, and I always got to share with them, the left wouldn't do anything that you didn't let them get away with. And what the left is great at, friends, is falling under the guise of the fact that there's some pretended authority in which they have. Yet when you read the Constitution of the United States, you see that we have one Constitution, not two or not three. And as I've said so many times again, Benjamin Franklin, signer of the Declaration of Independence, he was right when he said, listen, I'm not an aristocrat. I'm not a Democrat. He said, I'm a Christocrat. He's on God's side. He's not caught up into some little divisive game that the politicians are playing on the right or on the left. And if you keep in mind, it was Jesus that said, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious people. And he said, beware of the leaven of the Herodians, governmental doctrine. And that's what we're continuously caught up in today's world, namely in America. But I got to give you a quote from John Adams, the second president of the United States. And again, keep in mind, friends, there's not a left and there's not a right. And there wouldn't be a left if the right was doing the right thing all the time. John Adams said this. He said, there is nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties. He said, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Did you hear what I said? John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly warned the American people hundreds of years ago, and we're still talking about it today. But look at how prophetic these words were. There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. Again, folks, this is WWF at its worst. We don't have two constitutions. We have one constitution. When the left is in power, they haven't been given some special immunity or whatever you might want to say. They haven't been given some special license to go ahead and break the laws of the Constitutional Republic in which hundreds of thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give us. And it's the same thing with those that are on the right. The right doesn't have some special immunity, some congressional immunity, some representative immunity. It's not that they're, folks, they're not impervious to the law. No, they have to abide by the same laws that we have to abide by. As a matter of fact, they work for us. We do not work for them. But when the right is in power, they don't have the right to break the law. They don't have the right to go ahead and make laws unto themselves. You know them as policy. And folks, again, policy follows law. Law does not follow policy in this country. But again, I'll give you the quote one more time. The right and the left don't have some certain or special rights to go ahead and do what they want to do when they're in power. And that's the illusion the American people are under. Let this blow that illusion right out of the water. John Adams, second president of the United States. Who would know better? The Colossus of Independence. There is nothing I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and converting measures in opposition to each other. But what do we hear 24/7, folks? I'm talking about the modern conservatives. What do we constantly hear? Look at the left is doing. Look at the left is doing. No, again, they don't have a right to break the law. I wanted to make one more point before this first break is up as well. Or actually before we come up to our first break. I was talking to one of my ministerial partners in ministry this morning, and he said, have you ever read the preamble to the Constitution of the United States? He said, we the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, that's the first thing, because it's the guardian of liberty, ensure domestic tranquility, and then provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, friends. I said, promote the general welfare. I didn't say provide for general welfare. Are you starting to catch on to a little as to what's going on in our country? Seems like there's a word game going on. Folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about Saul Alinsky student Barack Hussein Obama and rules for
Sons of Liberty. We are in the trenches every day doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
It's really refreshing that there is a media outlet informing us with truth and providing solutions. And really, above all, Sons of Liberty radio program arms all of its listeners with the Word of God. Thank you for giving us content rather than the drab spiel that we receive on so many radio programs out there. There's true content and God's Word that backs everything up. I just really appreciate it.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro Plant Powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Oh. Wow. Hey, folks, you have a responsibility, as Daniel Webster rightly said. He said, hold on, my friends, to the Constitution and to the Republic for which it stands. He said, miracles do not cluster, and what has happened once in 6,000 years may not happen again. Daniel Webster said, hold on to the Constitution, for if the American Constitution should fail, he said, there will be anarchy throughout the world. Oh, boy, oh, boy. And look what you see today. Coming out of the White House. Well, it's proclaimed, friends, from the top of the mountains that he is actually in the most powerful house in the world. And, boy, that would show me or reflect how much greater my responsibility is to the world if they're looking to our leadership to lead and rule the world. But rather than seeing him as a leader, he's a despot, he's a wannabe, he thinks this is some sort of tyrannical form of government, he calls it leadership, or when you look at what's going on in this administration today, I mean, doesn't go any lower than the fact that, friends, this is tyranny in every sense of the word. But you don't have to look any further than Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama's master. He's the guy that said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. I'm going to say it again. I'm going to slow my roll because, again, this was an interview that I did last week on the East Coast out in Pennsylvania. And I was doing an interview with Clear Channel, and so it was a major outlet. And he was literally going line upon line, precept upon precept, throughout the contents of my letter. He was literally reading my letter, which is on one of 37 columns, across the United States. Just as a matter of fact, we just got one invitation to go out on another column, another website out of South Africa this morning. So for those that are in South Africa, if you're listening to us today, well, another outlet picked this up out there. You're going to have to do a Google search because I don't know exactly where that one is at. But we're getting picked up all over the country. But to say that, to say this, during this interview, this reporter, this news anchor, this radio show host was asking me the question, and he really wasn't asking me the question. He was just reading off my content. And the content goes as follows. It's Rules for Radicals, a particle primer, or practical primer for realistic radicals, page 126. Saul Alinsky, Barack Hussein Obama's master, said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And what I began to talk about was the amnesty debate that rages on, and one has to ask themselves the question, why is it so important for this criminal administration to give a license to illegals to come into America? Oh, case in point, during this interview, this show host, this news anchor, whatever you would like to label this individual with, he would not call it a criminal administration. See, and therein lies the problem. Folks, until you begin to understand that you are dealing with a criminal administration, then what you are doing, you are basically excusing yourself from actually mandating the laws of a republic. And until you begin to call them for what they are, nothing is going to change. While most Americans are under the delusion that people favor this administration, the real question is who exactly supports Barack Hussein Obama? Folks, I got a question for you. Who supports him? Who supports Barack Hussein Obama? If we go down memory lane and recollect just who they are that gives him all of this support, you might remember correctly that CNN's president resigned last year due to the low viewership it received. These are the people that are promoting and promulgating the fact that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the American people in the majority. Untrue. Or maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Amber Lyon, you may have heard of her. She's got the internal fortitude of 100 men. She's a former news anchor for CNN, and she said that she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories in specific manners while working for the left wing. See, here we have it again, the left wing, not criminal wing, network in the United States. Lyon said CNN is paid by U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated that the Obama administration pays for CNN's content. Of course they do. I can just hear somebody out there say right now, Bradley, why do you call it a criminal network? Because they don't have the right to lie. And yet America, for the most part, knows that these outlets, these state-run media outlets, are consistently inundating the American people with half-truths, untruths, which are lies within themselves, and blatant lies. The New York Times came out and actually blurted out the truth in their confusion, to their credit, might I add, that all the information coming out of the Obama administration is first vetted. Now, let me ask you folks, who's the last administration, not within America, but outside of America, that actually vetted their information before it went to their people? Well, we can go to Mussolini, we can go to Joseph Goebbels under Hitler's regime. Of course Mao Zedong used to vet information. Matter of fact, we know that as a fact, as a matter of fact, because anybody that spoke out against him usually ended up in prison under Mao Zedong's regime. Well, that's what happened under Hitler. And of course under Stalin, that's if people just didn't start going, you know, disappearing on the streets of Russia if you spoke out against him. So we see dictators vet their information before it's released on the populace. Why? Because they have to control through the lie and deception and delusion. What about MSNBC? Again, might I add, I'm sorry I even have to bring them into the equation, but their slogan during the election campaign happened to be Lean Forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. See, they're following in close pursuit of their communist fathers, right? Karl Marx, Mao Zedong. Matter of fact, Mao Zedong used to look up to Joseph Stalin. MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rights wannabe leader Al Sharpton, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. MSNBC's ratings are so low, friends, they can't get any lower. These outlets, again, are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the American people. Again, friends, let me lay to your candor. I beg the question. Who is supporting Barack Hussein Obama? Don't you remember that in 2010? During the elections, 63 Democratic, not Republican, representatives were unseated. I said 63 Democratic representatives were unseated. Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 DNC, the Democratic Convention, from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena? And he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? Friends, who's supporting Barack Hussein Obama? He couldn't even give away free tickets. Remember what they tried to come back with, this administration did, and they said that there was issues with the weather. 74,000 seats to 20,000 seats. We found out from the meteorologist that there was no issue with weather whatsoever. No, they couldn't fill them up. Do the math, friends. Do the math. Why didn't he move into another 74,000-seat arena if he had 74,000 people that wanted to come and see him? He does not have the support of the American people. But the propaganda goes on. The agenda goes forward. Why is that? Well, we're going to get to that in just a couple minutes here. Remember what Saul Alinsky said. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. That is interesting stuff. Wait a second. I think Scripture comes to my aid now when it talks about how we'll look at the enemy of the souls of men on that final day, and we're going to look at him and we're going to say, of Satan, of course. We're going to look at him and we're going to say it was him that deceived the nations. And the Lord's going to look down on the American people that have tolerated this corruption. And he's going to say, yes, I told you it was going to be done through deception. I told you that his father was the father of lies, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, John 10:10. Or we could read in the book of Thessalonians, chapter 2. I just read that this morning and last night as well. How he likes to desire to exalt himself above all that is called God. Is that what you're seeing today? I mean, we have a man in the White House right now that proclaims his Christianity but does nothing but attack it. And the Bible, again, tells us to judge a man by his fruit, not by what he says. And so what you have is you have a nation of imbeciles in this country that sit there and they listen to everything he says. Then they go back to sleep, but they forget about what he's doing as he is attempting to destroy your country. And remember at the beginning of this conversation, I said, well, Barack Hussein Obama's got all the support of the American people. Well, then let me ask you the question. Why does he have to work so hard at getting illegals to come across the border to support his administration? Because he doesn't have the support. That's why, friends. And so here we are. Let me tell you what Saul Alinsky said again. He said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. Matter of fact, when you get some time, friends, read Isaiah 14 as well. And look at who wanted to ascend his throne above that which is called God and is God. But the Bible has a strong response because he was cast down real quick. Because my father doesn't play. And I'll tell you this. Just like they say in a tribe, there's not enough room for two chiefs. My father wins the day. Got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy viruses. byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by Udi's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best selling liquid CalMag vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Talking about Saul Alinsky here. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks that you have. Talked about some of the stats that most people didn't know. This all started out talking about an interview that I did on the East Coast. And he literally went upon line upon line, precept upon precept, highlighting all the content that I'm sharing with you today. And he said, I've never heard this before. Yet it's right in the face of the American people. This is all being done in the light of day, friends. You just got to simply pull the curtain back just a little bit. Right before the break, I was talking about how they had to actually move the DNC, the Democratic National Convention, from 74,000 seats to 20,000 seats. Why? Because they couldn't fill the seats up, even by giving away free tickets. But again, we're told that he's got all the support of the American people, at least in its majority. That may have been the case in 2008, but it wasn't during the last cycle of the re-election fraudulent that took place in our country. Let me go on here. Do you remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that the people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama, when in fact, friends, when in fact there was only 5,000 seats in that arena? Huh. Who supports this administration, friends? Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter followers were found out to be fake accounts created out of thin air? Non-existent, friends. But again, like Saul Alinsky rightly said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. It's all done through deception. Oh, by the way, Saul Alinsky actually thanked Satan or Lucifer in the book Rules for Radicals, for those that didn't know. Thought I was getting a little too religious on you, huh? Interesting. Do you remember when Stevie Wonder couldn't even get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? Folks, that's black people support, right? He doesn't have that neither. Did you forget that during the re-election inauguration that there weren't enough people in Washington, D.C. to fill up the whole hotel rooms. Folks, that's unprecedented. It's just unprecedented. And, of course, you have surely forgotten the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election. Remember what communist dictator Joseph Stalin said? He said, those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. Ah. So let's go down that lane for a moment, shall we? Number one, Barack Hussein Obama did not win a single state that required photo ID. Oh, Bradley, you're just way out there. No. Let me say it again. Barack Obama did not win a single state that required photo ID. Of course not. They need the lawless ones. That's why they're zeroing in on illegals, friends. That's why he needs 30 million illegals to come across the borders, because he doesn't have the support in America. That's why he's given handouts and entitlements to everybody and their dog that's un-American or illegal. In 59 precincts across Pennsylvania, Mitt Romney did not get one solitary vote. Bill O'Reilly mentioned this to Megyn Kelly, speaking of your modern-day conservatives, who said, it's no big deal. The same thing happened in 2008. Living out their lives accordingly, friends. It gives them something to talk about tomorrow. We don't care if there's fraud. We know there's fraud taking place during the elections. But it's no big deal. The same thing happened in 2008, said Megyn Kelly from Fox News. Give me a break. In Allentown, Pennsylvania, where they did not manage to replace official poll auditors with Black Panthers, poll watchers observed machine-changing Romney votes over to Obama's, this on court record as official sworn testimony. Across the nation, especially in the battleground states, people reported that the machines were changing their votes for Romney to Obama before they selected cast ballot buttons. Hey, folks, I'm giving no credit to Romney, just so you all understand. I'm not that dummied down. I haven't been that stupefied. When you look at Romney, friends, and isn't it interesting, if it wasn't a plant, Mitt Willard Romney, if he wasn't a plant, then how come Obama never called him out? Because everything Obama's trying to implement, even today, Romney already did it in the state of Massachusetts. He's an anti-gunner. He's a pro-choicer, friends. He's the one that has homosexual marriage in his state, and it was the first state to legalize an illegal act. So there's no difference between Romney and Obama, except the fact that Romney was his predecessor. So this is all a game being played out in the face of the American people. Across the nation, again, especially in battleground states, people reported that the machines were changing the votes from Romney to Obama before they selected the cast ballot button. They would then go back and fix the error, but it would go back to Obama. They would change it to Romney again, and the machine would go back to Obama. It would do it up to 3 times before the original vote would actually go to those that they were casting their vote for, Romney in this particular situation. So, folks, just think of how many people did not notice the change and hit the cast ballot button. Thousands of military votes were delivered late, therefore not counted. Project Veritas caught DNC, Democratic National Convention, operatives teaching people how they could vote in multiple states. The whole thing was caught on video to boot. If it didn't just stop there, friends, do keep in mind the Muslims that were being bused from state to state to vote for Barack Hussein Obama. Across the nation, Romney supporters showed up to vote at the polls only to be told they already voted that day for Obama. These are facts, friends. Colorado counties reported that they had more registered voters than residents. Of course, through deception, friends. Remember again what Saul Alinsky said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. As a matter of fact, for example, counties like San Miguel reported that they had over 140% voter registration, and guess who won San Miguel County? talking about the arrogance. And folks, to believe that the American people are so stupid to actually allow or to accept or to subject themselves to this tyranny. And they wouldn't do it if the American people didn't let them get away with it. Obama won more than 99% of the vote in more than 100 Ohio counties. That should tell you how corrupt you are in Ohio, friends. Even third world dictators don't give themselves 99% of the vote, friends. Again, they're laughing at the American people to accept the lies that are being promulgated and thrown and inundated upon themselves. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Let me tell you who does support this administration. The homosexuals, who make up less than 1.7% of the population, do. Planned Parenthood supporters. Of course, they're selling their souls at the cost of the lives of innocent children so they can make a dime. By the way, when you look at the inception of Planned Parenthood, who they are and what they come from, it's murder, murder, murder. And it's all under the guise of free choice, which in truth is population control. If you don't want to believe that as a factual statement, then go ahead and look at the 57 million that have been murdered under the pretended legislation of choice. So in effect, Obama's support only comes from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and those who are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. Exodus 18:21. So within the United States, Obama enjoys support from the homosexuals, abortionists, and communists, which is a very small percentage. And the state-run media, who has an approval rating of less than 21%. So let's go without the United States and find out who supports him without. Well, countries like Cuba, Venezuela, China, Russia, the Muslim Brotherhood, and the such. In other words, America's sworn enemies support this administration. They've expressed their support for Obama as well. So, again, I beg the question, why are the illegals so important to Obama if he has all the support of the American people? I'll say it again. Who's supporting this administration, I ask? If he has all of the support of the people, the way the state-run media promotes it to be, then why does he need 30 illegal aliens coming into this country? So, no wonder this administration sees fit to lean forward to open the floodgates to illegal immigration. And I think it explains, and I believe that they're telling themselves, in their confusion, they're telling on themselves, if the American people would only step back and expose their confusion for them, friends. So I want to show you how that you are being deceived. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Let me say it again. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Did you know, friends, that he is actually going around, touting around to other countries as well as to different states, counties in the United States, talking about how all of these scandals coming out of his administration are nothing but a farce? How many times does this man and his administration need to be busted before he's legally held accountable? Well, that's up to you, isn't it? Remember, Moses and the Ten Commandments, justice, the guardian of liberty. We're going to come back. We're going to have the other guy who's out on the East Coast right now. Tell us about his adventures. The adventures of Jake, the other guy. We'll be right back after this break. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, everyone. This is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member. and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the Constitutional Course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Welcome back for the Sons of Liberty. You actually got Bradley and Jake. Jake's calling in live from the East Coast. See their brother from another mother?
I am there. The East Coast is a wonderful place.
It's a wonderful place to be at the East Coast.
The birthplace of our nation. It's an honor to be out here.
So you had said to me yesterday on the phone, Jake, that you were out by the Liberty Bell, and I'm just kind of curious, what's the layout? What's the lay of the land? Is it cool stuff? I mean, tons of history, obviously, but did you actually get to feast your eyes on the Liberty Bell?
I sure did. As a matter of fact, they had it under pretty secured watch, but when we went through, you can see within probably about 3 square blocks everything that has to do with the foundation of our country, where the first capital was. The Declaration of Independence was signed, and then you move over to the right, you can see where the first Congress met, Senate and the House. On the left of it, it was your first Supreme Court building used, and then right next to that was the first Pentagon. I think there was only 9 employees when Washington was fighting the war for the Revolution, and now you see the industrial complex of the military and how great it's gone. But it was just fun to see that that little small area carried our country through the hardest time we ever had to get birth.
You know what the irony of the whole thing is here, Jake, is look at how corrupt the East Coast has now become.
I know it. And you look at even Philadelphia, I mean, that's a great point, that we were taking a horse carriage ride around it because they circle it. And all these buildings are original. That's from the 1700s, early 1700s, some earlier than that. But there was the most wealthy area where all the mansions were, where the governor lived, and then also where the mayor lived, and just wealthy folks were involved. And that particular area became the most crime-ridden area in Philadelphia for the longest time until an investor came in with the last name of Bacon, who happened to be Kevin Bacon's father, invested a whole ton of money into the area, and now it's real uppity, and the historical center took it over. There was one time where Philadelphia was even the murder capital of our country. Yeah. So it is something. The enemy goes right for that root and that seed and tries to attack it, pervert it. But where we were at, it was awesome, and it really was a privilege and an honor to be there. Just to experience what our founders established.
I'm not being funny, Jake, but I'm just kind of curious. Did you, like, was John there? Was Benjamin Franklin there? Was George there? Did you see any of those guys, or are they gone?
You know, the funny thing is I was talking to all of them, and this guy came up to me and said, "Hey, buddy, do you need some help?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm just talking to John and George." And he said, "John and who?" I said, "George Washington. He's right there." And he said, "Buddy, you sure you don't need some help?" And he walked away. So I don't know what the deal was with that. But, yeah, they were all there.
Okay, so in saying that, remember when we did the awakening in Florida a couple months back? Remember the guy that was walking around, Muhlenberg? And did you actually have those guys? Were they dressed up like George Washington, Ben Franklin, John Adams, and the such, the John Hancocks? Were these guys dressed up and actually going around talking to people? Did you get to participate with any of that?
I didn't see any of that. It was mostly just folks from, I mean, they were from all over the world. There was people there that were definitely foreign. One particular lady had a dot on her forehead. Yep. And I just said to her, "So what's with the dot? Why do you have that? Is that religious?" She barely spoke English, but she was there taking in the entire site because Liberty. I mean, even what was really cool.
Is that why foreign people come to America? Is that why they go to Washington, D.C.? Is that why they go to Philadelphia? Is that why they go to see these monuments such as Lady Liberty and the such? And, you know, you go to Washington, D.C., see the same thing there on the buildings. You see God, our Father, and Christianity everywhere we go. Is that why they're coming over here? They're seeing what made America great. Is that what this is about?
That's right, enlightening the world. And that was one of the things, too, that the guy who gave us a tour, he pointed out the scriptural reference, and he talked about the abolitionists, the Liberty Bell, how it became the Liberty Bell. It wasn't because it rang when the Declaration of Independence was presented. It was because of the abolitionists who were to end slavery, and that was given as a gift, actually, to William Penn prior to any of our revolutionary documents. It was given to him on the year of Jubilee, the 50th anniversary, which is where you proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all the inhabitants thereof.
Interesting.
And just the scriptural, biblical context, and none of the tour guides eliminated any of that. They embraced all of it. It was awesome.
Well, you can't. How do you leave that out? You can't pick and choose as to what the facts are. I mean, we know that that's what the revisionists do. But, of course, when you're given a tour as to actual facts, I mean, facts are always going to line up. It's when there's missing information, you know someone's not telling you the truth.
That's right. And that was not what was happening. And I guess that's even naive of me to say I was glad to hear that because, of course, like you said, you can't say, "Oh, there's a house, but there's no foundation under it."
That's
you
right.
You've got to start there. And that's exactly what they did. And it wasn't oblivious. The people there, you know, just as we toured it around again, the part that I walked away with, we saw Benjamin Franklin's grave as well.
Huh.
He's buried in, I think it's Christ Church burial ground. There's a, so
that's right.
Also, you brought up a quote by Benjamin Rush earlier about, you know, "I'm a Christocrat." He was buried there as well. Of course, he's from Philadelphia. And when we walked around, it was just the size. It was not big. I mean, it was beautiful. And again, it was an honor to be there, but it wasn't big. It didn't require a whole lot. Now, I know people are saying, "Well, we got a lot more people in this country." No, you got to understand, these people gave their lives to it. This wasn't a career to them. And they talked about that, too, that men from all over the country came here to do their part and then move on. And even how William Penn, when he planted this city of Philadelphia, he wanted it to be a seed of liberty through the nation. It happened to be our first capital, the freest nation in the world. There was a balcony where George Washington came out and gave his farewell address.
Mm.
And then John Adams was sworn in
as
the first president at the same balcony. And then the guy made a point. He said that was the first time in history where a king or where a presidency was switched without any bloodshed or without it going into the same bloodline. It was peacefully done by the people's vote. I mean, that's what we have in America that I think a lot of people take for granted. That was historically the first time that had ever happened, and I saw the balcony where it was, right in Philadelphia.
Interesting. I got a question for you. Let's go back to the beginning of our conversation. When you talk about a lot of foreigners, give me a percentage of what you see as far as a populace. I don't care what number you have. Out of 100, how many foreigners are in that population of 100?
I would say probably there was about, I would say probably maybe 3 in 7 people were foreigners. Now, I came at the end of the day, so it was after a lot of the monuments, they closed the gift shops down and things like that, but still easily. I mean, you couldn't look anywhere in this square area, and again, it wasn't huge, 3 or 4 blocks. but where there wasn't people from different countries, like straight up, like the woman I asked about the dot in the middle of her head, she could not speak a lick of English. So I know she came straight, you know,
India?
From wherever it was. Yeah, I believe so. Yeah, it was India.
I went at your bidding and passed along the thoroughfares of trade. I ascended their mountains and went down their valleys. I visited their manufactories, and that's what it says, their commercial markets and emporiums of trade. I entered their judicial courts and legislative halls, but I sought everywhere in vain for the secret of their success. Until I entered the church, it was there as I listened to the soul-equalizing and soul-elevating principles of the gospel of Christ as they fell from Sabbath to Sabbath upon the masses of the people that I learned why America was great and free and why France was a slave. Alex de Tocqueville.
Amen. As we were taking the horse carriage ride through Old Philly, you could see the importance of the church. There was churches, you know, you had your different denominations. Again, this was going back to the freedom of religion. It was a free exercise thereof. It was different denominations of the Christian religion, but the fact that the communities took pride. When the congregation came, the people came. And that was the importance of all the structures you can see around. You can still see the original churches that are still standing.
Interesting. And then let's go over to New York City really quick, Jake. Were you up not to the church where George Washington, remember when the towers fell down, the church still stood?
Yeah, I think it's Washington Chapel. I wasn't able to go through there. I was going to try to make that work, but I had slept very little, so we just drove straight to Philly. But that is one thing that I definitely want to see and my kids to see before I leave the planet here.
The planet.
That's right. It's made, it lasted through the New York. There was fires that went through there.
Yep.
And then there was a couple of natural disasters, but that was the chapel that was left.
Unscathed.
And unscathed, yep. Not touched. I mean, maybe a little bit of paint, but that's natural wear and tear. But yeah, no major structural issues ever.
So are you going to go up to Braintree?
Did I looked see at the
John Adams' place?
I looked at the map after we talked the other day, but that is way up there, like multiple hours. So I won't be able to make that stop either.
What's next?
I got Philly in. I think that's the best. The next step to this, we're going to head back down to the Carolinas. So we'll go through D.C., then through Virginia, and down to North and South Carolina.
Now, I think if I'm right, Jake, they are actually, well, they're building a museum for John Adams in Washington, D.C. Can you verify?
Oh, wow. I wasn't even aware of that.
Yep. Talking about building the Brent. Well, you know what? That one's long overdue. I mean, again, when you look at what these guys did and how they did it, you can understand scriptural meaning of apostolic and prophetic business, how the Lord established this nation, which is a branch of David. But in saying that, would you check that out? Because I think it's important, because once I find out there's a museum with John Adams in it, I'm flying. Literally.
There.
Yes.
And if I see him there, I'll have him give you a call and let you know the location.
Yeah, okay. Him and Abigail, and if John Quincy's around too, that would be great. As a matter of fact, I was actually in the building where John Quincy died on the floor.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Jake, I think you were there. We'll talk about this later. I got 1 minute.
Okay.
Okay. Anything you want to say, Jake?
No, I just want to say it's a great show. Have an awesome week, and look forward to being back with you all.
Amen. 1 John 3:18, folks, we love you by what we do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. See ya.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.